In central Italy, at the birthplace of Saint Benedict, an enterprising group of mostly American monks spend their days chanting prayers and making beer. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli recently visited the monks a year after a devastating earthquake killed some 300 people in the region and left their monastery in ruins.
It's very quiet up here on the mountainside, high above the walled town of Norcia, birthplace in the year 480 of Saint Benedict, patron saint of Europe. A community of Benedictine monks has moved up here to build a new monastery after last year's quakes devastated the grandiose 13th century basilica and left much of Norcia in rubble. The monks now celebrate Mass in a brand new chapel made of wood. Choir master Father Basil Nixon, a native of Arizona, says medieval Gregorian chants make up what he calls the life beat of their lives.
We're chanting, singing our prayers about 4 to 5 hours a day. So it has a very important role. It's what unifies us as a community, brings us together.
The monks settled in Norcia in 2000, 190 years after the monastery had been shut down on orders of Napoleon. Now numbering 14, the monks do not live a cloistered existence. In 2015, they gained international fame when Benedicta, their CD of Marian chants, was number one on Billboard's classical charts for 17 weeks. 3 years earlier, seeking a reliable source of income, they trained with Belgian monks and embraced a centuries-old monastic tradition, making craft beer. It's called Nursia from the town's Latin name, and it's a popular item in Norcia along with the local specialties, cured meats and truffles. Brother Augustine from South Carolina is the brewmaster.
We very intentionally chose the name of the town for the beer to involve the townspeople, involve the rich culinary and cultural and spiritual tradition of this town.
The prior of the community, Father Benedict Nivikoff, a native of Connecticut, explains the spiritual aspect. People kept asking the monks for a product they could take home with them.
Because they can't take a monk home, to take something that the monks make is a way of bringing a little bit of monastic life into their home. To bring home a wine or a beer or a product that monks or nuns make sort of sanctifies their home for them.
Piero Coccia, a local mason who has been working for the monks for many years, is grateful for what they've done for Norcia.
La città di Norcia rappresentano una grande cosa perché
the monks have symbolically brought Saint Benedict back to his birthplace, and economically, they've been vital to our town, not just attracting tourists, but also showing solidarity and helping those whose homes were destroyed.
On this hot August day, Coccia, along with the monk's plumber, carpenter, and electrician, has been invited to a small ceremony to bless the land and lay the cornerstone of the new mountainside brewery. Father Benedict, the prior, plunges the shovel into the hard earth while the other monks pass around goblets of ice-cold Nursia beer. These monks came to Norcia to observe a contemplative life of prayer. But now they're also full-fledged members of the town, contributing to its economy and becoming its spiritual and cultural point of reference. Sylvia Pagioli, NPR News, Norcia.